Washington U.S. Senator Patty Murray and the Treasury Department say they have found a solution that will let small businesses get tax credits when buying health plans for their employees. Washington was one of a handful of states that was going to miss out on the federal subsidies until now. We get details from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
The tax credit announcement is welcome news for business owners like McKinney Howell. Since 2011, Howell has been offering health insurance for her full-time employees at Plum Bistro on Seattle's Capitol Hill.
Our long-term goal is to bring everyone on board, so it's a really good thing that we will be getting some help with a tax in the form of a tax credit to bring all of our employees on board. That makes it possible.
Howell says offering health insurance has allowed her to grow her business and hire more people. And in an industry that's known for high turnover, she's been able to retain her staff. Before Tuesday's announcement, Washington businesses had to buy health plans through the exchange in order to take advantage of the tax credits. The problem was only one carrier, Kaiser Permanente, offers health plans for small businesses, and those plans are available only in Clark and Cowlitz counties. It's an issue the state is trying to fix. In the meantime, small businesses can shop outside the exchange and qualify for tax credits as long as the plans they're buying meet the requirements under the Affordable Care Act. McKinney Howell says when she started offering health insurance, she noticed a change.
Your business gets a little calmer. You don't feel the, you don't feel people's anxiety about not having. One of the cooks had a had to have a root canal, and he had insurance, you know, so it just brings a calm to your business.
Howell says calm is what you need in a business because you can't grow in chaos. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.